This is Sunshine FM's Big Weekend. I welcome back to the mic. John, g'day. John, how you doing?
Mate, absolutely buggered. It's been a massive weekend.
Oh, whinge. That's all I'm hearing. All right, my question for you today. I want tips on managing power when you're out in the bush, when you're off grid.
Hey, Bruce, I thought I'd bring this up because when you've been in the industry as long as me, you kind of forget that everybody's at a different level and their expectations and their knowledge of how things work. Yeah. So more and more people are setting their caravans up now for free camping. And a big part of that is they're getting 12-volt compressor fridges.
Okay.
So these fridges are obviously drawing the power from your batteries day and night and being recharged traditionally by solar panels on the roof. The only problem is, regardless of how many panels and how many batteries you've got, you can't solely and wholly rely on it. You do need a backup. I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman at Border Van Office a while ago this morning. And he said, but John, the batteries are buggered. And I said, no, Chris, they're not. I said, but the fridge draws 5 amps an hour. So over 12 hours, overnight, you've pulled 60 amps. Your batteries are down to about 80%. So they're bordering on flat. This morning you've woken up, there's no sun. So the batteries aren't recharging. So you basically need to top it up. Now, a great way of doing that is, your only alternatives is you must really carry a generator around with you if you want to stay off-grid for long periods of time.
Makes sense.
Because regardless of your power setup, we can't predict the weather.
Yep.
And you do need sunshine to enable the batteries to recharge. Or alternatively, you have to go and book into a caravan park for a day or two to use the 240 volts to charge your batteries back up.
Okay. There you go. Makes good sense to me.
Mate, unfortunately, it's one of those things that's very hard to get your head around. There's a lot of 12-volt appliances being used. And it's really just if you've got a generator or that option of a caravan park close by, it's an emergency. So it's there just in case of bad weather.
There you go. If you're heading off-grid, some wise words once again. John, see you next Friday.
Mate, look forward to it. See you then, Bruce.